Advances in technology are constantly outpacing pretty much everything these days, and the healthcare sector's no exception. A common practice among doctors who want a second opinion is to take a photo on a smartphone before texting it to a colleague. But does such a practice actually work, or should doctors just rely on using traditional X-ray light boxes? Well, one study has found that doctors can diagnose a common respiratory condition in babies by viewing X-rays on their smartphones, and that it provides the same accuracy as viewing the original X-ray. Will Ockenden reports.
Jared is a proud father of Jamison, who's now 5 weeks old, but there were a few issues with his birth.
When he was delivered through a Caesar, his breathing was very fast. It started off normal, but within a couple of minutes, his breathing became really, really rapid.
Midwives took Jamison to the nursery, where X-rays were quickly performed to get a closer look and then a second opinion.
Because it was such a serious matter, they transferred it to Melbourne, because Melbourne called the shots and they got all the specialists down there that deal with this sort of stuff.
The photo of the X-ray was sent over SMS to doctors in Melbourne who looked at the picture on their phone. The issue was diagnosed and treated, saving a physical trip from regional Victoria.
Before the X-ray and before the problem was identified, there was talk of him jumping in the helicopter and going straight to Melbourne for review.
So an SMS saved a trip and a serious medical issue, but is a photo of an X-ray taken via a mobile phone an adequate way to do such a vital diagnosis? Until now, no one had really studied it.
What is already happening is that very commonly many doctors would send that X-ray by taking a picture of the computer screen and then send it as an SMS to the other doctor.
This is Dr. Marta Teo, a neonatal consultant at the Royal Women's Hospital.
As technology is incorporated in our daily lives, it's something that it's used more and more, but some of the things that we use a smartphone for in our profession are not being studied in terms of safety and accuracy.
So she and a colleague worked out a way to test if taking a photo of an X-ray and then texting it is an accurate way to diagnose a common respiratory condition in babies. One concern is that when doctors do this, they're not exactly following guidelines, which ask for a big X-ray reading screen with fancy contrast and brightness controls. Because, as we know, with phones,
the size of the screen is much smaller.
To do the test, they had 40 X-rays of babies, where 20 had the respiratory condition, the others did not. They were mixed together, and then 21 experts looked at the images, both on their phone and on an X-ray reading machine.
What we found is that it's actually pretty much the same. Accuracy of diagnosing the pneumothorax is the same no matter where you have a look at the image on the screen or you have a look at it on your smartphone. It is reliable and accurate to use it for that diagnosis.
Dr. Marta Teo says it's a relief that a commonly used technique works, but says it shows the importance of testing assumptions.
It's actually safe and you will get the same number of diagnoses right if you have a look at your smartphone to interpret an X-ray. This is the first of other studies that probably need to be done to reassure ourselves that what we're doing in a natural way, which is to incorporate technology in our daily professional life, it actually works.
Dr. Marta Teo ending Will Ockenden's report.